This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Ramble.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Matt. Sitting next to me here is Becky.
Hello.
And we have Rainey on the ones, twos, three, four, five, six, and sevens.
Hello.
Woo!
And today, we're just playing a ketchup. You know, my favorite condiment, ketchup. Gotta catch up.
I actually do like ketchup. Is ketchup your favorite condiment? I would not be surprised.
I mean, what are the other good condiments?
Mustard. I think mustard is the superior condiment, though ketchup.
I feel like you put ketchup,
ketchup
on more
chips are the best.
Yeah, you do have an obsession with ketchup chips
because they're delicious. Okay, wait.
You
think you
find
can put ketchup on more things than you can put mustard?
Yeah.
Okay, start listing things you can put ketchup on, and I'll list the things you could put mustard on, and we'll see who gets to the end of their list first.
Okay. Chicken fingers.
Crackers, Matt.
You could also put ketchup on crackers.
That's disgusting. Bratwurst.
You could also put ketchup on bratwurst.
That's gross.
French fries.
Hot dogs.
Also put ketchup on hot dogs.
That's nasty, Matt. Ketchup on hot dogs is nasty. It is a Chicago stereotype, but it is true. It is gross. It tastes bad.
I feel like your favorite condiment is ranch, though.
I do really love ranch.
You guys like a lot of ranch.
I think I put mustard on more things. I love mustard.
Whoa.
You can put mustard. Could you see a charcuterie board with ketchup?
If there were ketchup chips.
I mean, yes, but like a... but a... of ketchup. Mm. Could you see that?
I'm going to bring one to your house.
Nursed. Nursed. No, thank you.
I'm going to bring you a ketchup charcuterie board.
There are, a charcuterie. There's also more kinds of mustard than there are of ketchup.
That's true. I feel like there's only one ketchup.
Or remember in like the 90s, the squeeze ketchup that was like purple? Did you ever see that?
Vile. Oh, yeah.
It's, yeah,
vile.
It was like a nasty.
I don't think we needed
it. It was like
that,
a kid's ketchup thing. Mm-hmm. Well, anywho, Matt?
What's new? What isn't new, you know?
I mean,
that's the questions.
You've obviously got a quail update.
So we still have the quail. All my little golden ladies making all of their little eggs. But I ran out of all the little cute egg cartons. So it's like impossible to keep giving people quail eggs. Because I'm egged out. I can't have any more eggs. No type of eggs. I don't want any more eggs.
We cooked with them. Keith made little tiny like BLTs.
Baby omelets.
Yeah. Cracked a bunch of them. Well, we didn't have the like quail cracker, so I just did it like on the side of a thing, but the shell was so hard that it didn't like fall into the egg or anything.
Oh, that's good. That means they're getting enough calcium. That means their eggs are strong enough.
No,
but I am getting a little tired of having to clean the cage.
Oh.
There's a lot of work.
How old do they live?
They live like a year and a half to like 2 years.
Oh, short. Really short.
Yeah, so not like a crazy amount of time. But, I mean, especially if you keep them healthy, then they can last, you know, on the longer side.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, you're at the beginning of the road with the eggs. You've got a lifetime of eggs, but not.
a lifetime of their lifetime of eggs.
How long can they last? Like, could you stockpile eggs?
Yeah.
Well, they usually last, like, about 2 weeks.
Oh, so you're going to have to start going to farmers markets.
Just sell them.
You're going to have to start selling them.
Hawk all the eggs. Well, the other thing is, like, Eugene doesn't really help that much with cleaning the cage anymore. At first, he was really into it.
I am literally shocked.
And now he's really not into it, so then it all falls on me. So then it becomes not that fun.
Mm-hmm. You're single parent.
I'm being a single quail parent.
Single quail dad.
Single quail parent.
Eugene is an absentee quail dad.
Yeah, pretty much. And you can see them from our window, so you can just stare. He just stares at them all day.
Aww.
Yeah.
So he looks at them, but he doesn't want to... clean them.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And you can, like, open the window. You can hear them with their little... They sound like crickets, kind of.
Oh.
Yeah, they make, like, little sounds.
Is that good?
Well, they don't sound like chickens or, like, roosters. They're not loud like that,
That's
true. But then sometimes at night, because there is one that's still like a little bit of a bully. So sometimes at night it'll wake you up because they'll be like, one will get really mad because it's getting bullied or something.
They're fighting. It's
calling for help.
Roger, right? It's Roger?
Yeah.
Hashtag end quail bullying.
Yeah, end bullying.
So you're thinking about giving eggs as a gift and you're like,
I've given so many.
You're a recipient.
Keith and I both got eggs for our birthday. Yeah. Keith famously does not eat eggs. So I like eggs. So, but I think what's nice about them is because they're so little that if you're like, oh my God, how am I going to eat all these quail? You could literally eat them all in one sitting.
Uh-huh.
Like I think we made like little baby omelets and the little BLTs and they were gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they were easy. And they taste pretty good.
Yeah. Eugene just like did a Korean pickle. Pickled them. So like pickled quail eggs.
That'd be good. Can you do like, what's a Chinese egg called? The like century egg?
Oh my God. I don't know. I've never tried that.
Oh my God. I got to look it up. I saw it on TikTok and I was like, I want to try this.
I do want to make quail egg pasta one day. I still haven't done that.
Oh, you still haven't done it? Like I mean, what was on the menu for this last week? What are you making?
I didn't make anything. I fed the leftover eggs to the dogs because they love them and eat them raw.
Matt, century egg.
So that's you can always give the eggs to the dogs.
Yeah.
But what did you eat? Like not quail eggs necessarily.
No.
No.
Like what did I just
yeah,
eat?
Like what was
other
it?
Food that I ate that didn't involve quail eggs?
Yeah. What was for dinner?
I made lentils.
Yum.
This past week. Delicious. I also made this like anchovy tofu bean dish that was really good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mmm. Matt, exciting update. A century egg can be made out of quail eggs.
Doesn't it take 100 years?
I don't know if it actually takes 100 years, but let's see.
I'm also not a big hard-boiled egg person. So like that consistency is just like...
Yeah, I love
grosses
it.
Grosses me out.
Love.
I hate deviled eggs. Like I hate the eggs that come in like your ramen and stuff. That is just not for me.
Oh, wow. Because I feel like hard-boiled is one thing, but like a deviled egg to me is a luxury.
See, deviled egg is too much for me.
It's too much.
But a hard-boiled egg, delicious. I don't know what the disconnect is.
I don't want any of that.
This does not seem like an easy thing to make. I think I might have to buy one. I don't think it's... I think it's going to be really hard for me to make this.
But I want to. Yeah.
And you can eat it with congee.
I guess I should try to make some cocktails.
You could make that.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With egg whites? That could be good. Yeah. But
how are you going to separate it?
Separate the egg yolk from the white?
A normal one.
But you'd have to use little teeny tiny hands. It's so tiny. Do you have a little teeny tiny hands. Like sifter? Little teeny tiny strainer?
Just use a little turkey baster. Yeah. But because they wouldn't be, because, you know, normally your eggs are like pasteurized or whatever.
I don't really even know what that means.
It means that like all the bacteria is like killed from them so that they won't make you sick.
Eggs are pasteurized too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why you have
the ones
to keep
you buy
them
in the store.
Fridge,
that's
right?
Why you keep them in the fridge.
Oh.
But so when you have, you know, eggs at home, they're not, which means you can leave them on the counter for like up to 2 weeks.
Oh. But how do you they kill all the bacteria? Wouldn't that be by heating it?
I don't know the process. It's probably chemicals.
I'm Googling.
And I know they to Wikipedia. They like wash the outside, you know. But
what was that? Wait, did you just say wash?
Wash.
Wash.
They wash it. They wash the outside.
Is that a different way of saying wash, or is that a different word?
No, it's just. Different dialectical.
It's dialectical.
People say wash. My grandma says wash.
Yeah, just wash the outside because then it takes away all the protective. There's like an invisible protective layer when they lay the egg that like protects it from stuff from the outside, like bacteria and stuff from getting it. So then they wash all that off, and that's also why your eggs don't last as long. You have to keep it in the fridge and stuff.
Matt, you're spreading misinformation.
Oh, no.
According
Lies?
To BostonGirlBikes.com.
They sound
my very credible source.
Credible.
Most eggs in the grocery store are not pasteurized. Pasteurized eggs will be clearly marked, sometimes stamped with the letter P. Oh. What is this? If eggs are sold without their shell, then they're required to be pasteurized as mandated by the United States government Department of Agriculture.
I thought they were pasteurized at the grocery store.
This is asking how to pasteurize eggs. It's like how to pasteurize eggs at home. Should I do Kaora?
Oh, I love Kaora.
I guess I could do Reddit. Oh, this is a sous vide. They said at home you would do it with a sous vide. It says you need to, I mean, this is from Sarah underscore 1987.
So the USDA says all egg products are pasteurized as required by the USDA.
Yeah, egg products, but not eggs. It's the egg products. It's the anything with raw egg in it, I think, is pasteurized.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But not the ones. Because this, again, Sarah underscore 1987, 4 months ago, said you need 60 degrees Celsius water. If it's lower, bacteria are not killed. If it's higher, you cook the egg.
Oh. Mm. 60 degrees Celsius is how much Fahrenheit?
Matt?
Math.
In Fahrenheit, that's like what? 60 degrees Celsius?
Celsius, yeah.
No, that has to be 60 degrees Fahrenheit. 60 degrees Celsius is like 300 degrees. That has to be Fahrenheit.
Sarah underscore 1987.
That has to be Fahrenheit.
Reddit 60 is Fahrenheit. Not a great place to get your information, apparently. No Wikipedia, no Reddit. I'm going back to Google. Are eggs in shells pasteurized?
I thought they have to do something to them.
Yeah. Okay, so this is from webrestaurants.com.
Here we go.
According to the USDA, all egg products, in parentheses, egg contents that have been removed from their shells, such as egg whites, are pasteurized, but not all eggs inside their shells are pasteurized. In fact, only less than 3% of shell eggs are pasteurized in the United States.
Maybe they just wash the outside then.
Maybe it's just a washing thing.
Yeah. Hmm.
Write in the comments.
Because
write in the comments. If you know about egg pasteurization, let us know.
I thought they pasteurize them. Maybe they just wash them. Oh my God, right? Well, it's because realistic. Especially they probably have to wash them because not all places the eggs come from are super clean.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because if a clean coop, the eggs are very clean. Yeah. So then like when you crack it, you don't want any of that bacteria. Yeah. You know, a lot of like salmonella and stuff can get on the eggs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Matt, you also went to the doctor.
Oh my God.
I do want to hear. It seems like you had a packed experience.
Yeah. So I went to the eye doctor.
Okay. The optometrist.
Yeah, the optometrist. So I hadn't been to everyone should go to the optometrist once a year. Okay. Just putting it out there.
Matt, you know how many times I've been to the optometrist?
0 times. You need to go.
Once. They said I was perfect. I never need to come back.
But they've checked on your eye health every year.
They were like, don't even bother. We know.
No, they didn't tell me not to not come back. They were just like, no.
They have to check on your eye health, not only your eye vision. Right? They check on your eye health.
What's wrong with my eye?
So, well, just listen, wait in here. You'll see.
I want to know now.
So I hadn't been since 2016. I hadn't been to the optometrist because, like, I don't know. I think it was like in 2010 or something. I think it was 2009. I got LASIK. So my vision has always been really good. Uh-huh. And even when I went this time, my vision was still 20/20.
Wow.
But I went to the optometrist.
We love that.
But they were like, you know how they like dilate your pupils and like look in your eye and all of that stuff?
No. I don't know that.
You've only been once? You don't remember?
I don't think they did it.
You
what
never
is
had
it?
The feeling. So they give you these drops and then you have to wait like 20 minutes. Mm-mm. And then they shine like these bright lights in your eye and they look all around your eye and you can see like the vasculature of your retina and stuff when they
Not
shine
me.
The eye. It's really crazy.
Mm-mm.
Well,
never did it.
We're signing you up.
They poofed in my eye. That's what I remember, the poof.
Yeah, they do that too. Apparently, I have the start of cataracts on my lenses of my eye. And as soon as they start to see even a little bit of like signs of cataracts, mm-hmm. then they label you as having cataracts. So technically, I have cataracts.
What is cataracts?
Cataracts is when the lens of your eye turns like cloudy and hard, so it can't kind of move anymore and you can't really focus on stuff.
You're going to look like Emma soon.
Well, I guess cataract surgery, where they take your lens out and give you like a manufactured lens, is the
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they like cut into your eye. They take your lens out and they put a new one in. Yeah. I guess it's the most common surgery in the whole world. Like worldwide. Because eventually everyone gets cataracts.
What?
Mine is just starting kind of early.
Why is there not like signs and billboards up like you are going to get cataracts and we're going to have to chop out part of your eye one day?
They're literally just chopping your eye out.
What do they do with like the lens? Great.
Maybe you could ask to keep baller. It. I don't know. I don't know what they do with the old lenses. Keep them and frame them.
They Xerox them for you.
Right? No, but isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
Because you have to stay awake for that surgery too, right?
Well, yeah, anything with your eyes, yeah, they like Because even for LASIK, you know, they do it and they like put these like vices on your eyes, keep your eyes like open and stuff. They give you like a muscle relaxant because, and they put drops, so you can't feel anything. You know, it just feels like pressure.
But you can see it. Can you see it?
Kind of, but it's like so close. When things are so close to your eye, you can't really see them. You know what I mean? Because you can't really focus on them. But I guess for cataract surgery, normally they put like a prescription in the new lens that they're putting into your eye so that you can see far away. So like when you're older, it makes sense because your vision starts to fail for seeing things far away. Mm-hmm. And so they put that lens in so you can see far away without wearing glasses. But then you can't focus on things close to you, so then you have to wear readers, which when you're older, you usually have to wear readers anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
But so you don't want to get that surgery when you're younger because you don't want to have to be wearing readers when you're young.
Look really cute with readers though. Like little ones that like went just on your nose. Like
always having to find your glasses.
That would be adorable.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I've never had to find my glasses.
Well, get ready.
I have to find Keith's glasses sometimes.
This is your future. It
seems difficult. Like as a non-glasses wearer, sometimes I do look at Keith and I'm like, it's got to be hard.
I mean,
it's got to be hard to be you.
It's crazy for people who have always had good vision because I remember when I used to, my prescription was really bad. It was like -7 or something, which is like pretty strong. I remember waking up and it would just look like I'm underwater. You know what I mean? Like that's how bad my vision was. Like nothing was clear. Like everything was like really like murky.
So did you find out you had bad vision when you were young or were you like wandering around like thinking this is what the world looked like?
Fifth grade or something like around there.
That's what Keith's was. His was like, he was very young. And like, even when you see pictures of him, you're like, oh, this kid needs glasses. Like this kid cannot see. Like you can see it in the picture. I'm like, he'll show me like an old picture. I'm like, oh, you needed glasses. I've never
seen
something.
You can like see that.
It's something like the way he's looking at the camera is like, he is like almost unfocused.
He can't
and like
focus on it.
Also focusing really hard. Cause he has like, I'll always be like, can you see me now? Can you see me now? And I'll be moving further away. Like he can't, if you took off his glasses, he can see like maybe this far in front of him. Like it's, he can't see anything. So it's like very strange.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It sucks.
Glasses are also crazy. I know like a scientist probably made glasses. Leonardo da Vinci? Did he make glasses?
I mean, I don't know who the first one was to make glasses, but...
Hank Green answered my question about glasses and how they're made. Yeah.
Okay, what is it? How are glasses? Because I'm like, how are glasses made? How does it work? I'm going to look up who first invented them.
Well, it refocuses your eye,
It like sends your eyes like a curvature. Then the when there's a mistake, I think the glasses are a curvature in the opposite direction. Mm. I think.
I just know they help.
I don't know, though.
They help focus, right? They magnify and help focus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you were wearing glasses like in middle school? What kind of glasses?
Yeah, all through middle school. Oh my God, like big.
You know?
That was like the, style. That was like the style back then, though.
You know, like Harry Potter?
Ones. Kind of, but less rim, more like just like the metal rim ones.
Oh my God, that's adorable. That's so cute.
And then in college, I had like the black ones, you know?
Those are cute. Like what are they called? Like Superman.
Yeah, kind of like or those. Because my prescription was so thick. That you needed like something to kind of cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
But then I grew allergic to my contacts. I couldn't wear contacts anymore. So that's when I got LASIK. So that, because I didn't want to wear glasses 24/7, you know?
That makes sense. Yeah. I don't know if I could put something in my eye as someone who's never had to wear glasses or contacts. I've done eye drops before and I get very scared.
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. Whoa. Well, get ready.
It was not Leonardo
Someday,
da Vinci.
You're going to get cataracts.
I'm going to get cataracts and I'm going to have MIs. Leonardo da Vinci did not invent eyeglasses. I don't know where I came up with that. But the first, A Concise History of Spectacles. This is from Ideology.
Get it.
Opticians. Ideology, opticians.co.uk. Salvino d'Arte. That's my Italian accent.
Oh.
D apostrophe A-R-M-A-T-E.
Armate.
Armate.
Yeah, d'armate.
D'armate.
Salvino d'armate.
Whoa. Yeah, please.
Very fun. Very fun.
Please. Wow. Okay. Okay, Matt. He invented glasses.
Whoa. What year?
In the 1200s.
Wow.
That was a long time first ago. Recorded pair of glasses. The lenses were made of glass or crystal-like stone with a handle to hold them up to your eyes.
Ooh, like opera glasses.
Yeah. That's cool. And then there were the Brits made...
Speculoos.
Yes. And then Ben Franklin with the bifocals.
Yes. Mm.
Ben Franklin.
That's crazy. I wonder what it's like to invent something.
I feel like you can do it, Becky. I think you're just one day away.
Oh, my God. I wish.
Today could be the day.
I'm not a woman in STEM.
You're not a woman.
I'm not a woman in STEM.
You don't have to invent something technical. Didn't you see Joy? She invented the mop.
I didn't watch that one. She did invent the mop.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like she had to know, like, that's like engineering, isn't it? Like, you have to know how to create.
Like, you got to
like
just
sizes.
You just have to work
with people who know how to do that.
That's true. Surround yourself with good people. But yeah, see a problem and then how to address it. Yeah. I don't know what my problem would be.
I'm sure on this podcast you've invented something. I feel like in the comments, if you can go back to our catalog.
Let me know.
Let me know what I've invented.
You need to go back and watch all the episodes and see what you've invented.
Yeah, I don't know what problem I would need solved.
I mean, because you were talking about the grocery store, baby carriage in the grocery.
Yes.
I feel like that
is something that I would like an invention for, but I think they must have it, and I've just chosen to be lazy instead.
Yeah. It's called a babysitter?
I think. Well, I've been using the buggy the way that I use a shopping cart. Like, I'll be pushing it around, and then I just throw the food in the bottom. Mm. But then, like, someone did give me a look when I threw chicken under there. But it was, like, fully wrapped chicken. Like, yeah. I wasn't taking, like, I didn't go to the butcher and get, like, the paper-wrapped chicken. Like, it was a you know, question mark, where was this made chicken?
When is that the same as, like, using your own bag? Because a lot of the stores are like, don't use your own bag, put it in your cart.
That's true. Oh, my God, maybe I am being.
You're breaking the rules.
Maybe I'm breaking the rules.
Breaker. Yeah.
Well, nobody's ever said that I broke the rules, but maybe they're just like, maybe I just looked really
like she looks
rough.
She's struggling enough.
No, honestly, Henny loves the grocery store, so I feel like they're like, why the hell is this lady here with this baby for so long? Like, he's napping. He loves it.
There's lots of sights.
I do think that there should be more organization to either the buggy or the cart.
Mm-hmm.
To like boxes that I could put my stuff in.
100% agree.
Because my pro tip for the grocery store is someone who loves the grocery store.
Oh.
Organize your list. Well, you have to have a normal grocery store that you go to, somewhere that you really like. Like, I could
go. You know where everything is.
Yes. I could go to my local grocery store and know basically like a small layout. Like, I know where the dairy is and I know where the vegetables are and whatever.
Yeah.
Group everything together in your shopping list.
Huge.
That was a huge go for me was grouping it, like putting all my vegetables together, putting all my dry goods together, putting all the dairy together. And then, I mean, they didn't let you do it during COVID, but now they're back to letting you do it. If you can bag up your own groceries, which I am 10 out of 10 out of fan of, I will bag them up in the places that they're going to go.
Yes.
Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'll put like all the fruits and vegetables together. Then I'll put all the dry goods together. But I'll also put like onions there. Because you know what I mean? The onions go in those cool dark places.
Yeah, that's true.
And you just kind of like sort it around like that.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like they're better at doing that type of stuff in the 60s. Like, have you seen like the refrigerators from back then, and they had like all the different compartments and all the things where everything had its perfect place.
Mm-hmm.
And you could like take things out and like work with it in the kitchen and put it back. And like,
I love.
They don't do that anymore. They're just the basic fridge.
Well, the home edit, I feel like those gals really.
That's true. They were trying to bring it back.
But
more
classic. My only issue with things like that. Did you ever watch that show, The Home Edit?
No, my mom loved it. So I've heard about it in depth.
They were very inspiring to getting organized.
But is it organized or is it taking something out of it, a box, and putting it in something clear? Like, that was my issue. I was like, this is not actually helping me, like, organize my fridge. It's helping me, like, take cereal out of the box, put the cereal in a different container, and then now need to find a place for that container.
See it, you forget about it.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's not incorrect.
And don't they say, like, a lot of food waste happens because you forget you have it, you don't see it.
I think it's so hard, too, to keep your produce fresh.
Yeah.
Like I tried strawberries. I love strawberries. I'm obsessed with strawberries. I've tried every method under the sun.
Have you tried growing them in your garden?
I just hate you so much.
Every method under the sun except growing them in your garden.
I have tried every method except for being my own farmer. I am not very good at farming. I've grown potatoes. I mean, and that
Farmer Becky has a really good ring to
Farmer Becky did not. Farmer Becky is not here to stay.
Farmer Becky's here to stay, making her 1,000-year-old eggs.
My century eggs. Is that a century? Is 1,000? Was I saying 100? No, a centurion is 100, right? Yeah. What's 1,000?
I don't know.
A millennium?
1,000. Millennium is millennium. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Because we're in the... Honestly, there are times where I'm like, I don't think I learned a single thing in college.
This was another thing I was thinking about the other day is how I just feel like I'm dumber now than I used to be.
I think we're all lifelong learners, but I don't know if we're learning like what we need to be learning. I think I'm learning like very bizarre things.
Yes, like who invented glasses.
And say his name again for the audience.
Salvino D'Amarte.
Salvino D'Amarte.
Again.
I love it. I love it. I know. We got to get I'm just like, huh.
Maybe Matt should just do it in Italian. Wow. This podcast.
I do think so. I think our Italian fans would love that.
Oh, yeah.
How many It'd Italian fans do
Sound off in the comments if you're Italian. Put a little Italian flag. I think that would be adorable. Mm-hmm. I agree that we're getting dumber. What made you feel dumb recently?
I don't know if there was like one specific thing that made me feel dumb, but it's more just like some of the content I see is so dumb. And I'm like, why am I watching this? This makes me feel dumb, you know? And then it makes me feel like I have to do something smart.
Well, I need an example. What were you watching that you were like, I'm getting dumber because I'm watching this?
Oh, what was it? I thought, did I write it
down? Well, there's the Wordle.
Well, so that's what I'm using to combat the stupidity.
Oh.
Because I'm like, okay, I'm watching all this dumb stuff. It's making me feel dumb. So I feel like I need to do something that makes me feel a little smart.
But if you lost the Wordle that day, does that make you feel dumb?
But it's like the process, the thinking process. You know what I mean? You're like using your brain to like do something and like solve a puzzle. So that's why I've been doing Wordle every single day for the past month.
Did you win today?
I actually haven't done it yet today. I'm too busy.
Okay, so he lied again. First misinformation, now a liar.
accusations. Accusations.
The Scarlet cast. M.
Accusations.
It's over there.
The day's not over, okay?
You know what made me feel dumb recently? We read a lot of children's books right now. Yes. Honey is loving it. No, he's just a little worm, but it's fun to read. Keith and I have realized that we think we could write a children's book.
Oh, yeah.
But they make me feel smart and dumb at the same time. Uh-huh. Because so many, especially the old children's books, like we have a mix of like really like modern, new books and then a mix of like stuff my mom gave me from when I was little. And the books, especially like, what was it? Like the Little Critter books, we've been reading those. It's always like, I need to go outside. I need my shoes. I found my shoes. I need my hat. I found my hat. Like it's that for 10 pages.
Yeah.
And sometimes they do not have satisfying endings. Like the Little Critter we read the other day was like the Little Critter was, it was that he was mad. And I was like, I don't know if this is teaching beautiful lessons, but it was like Little Critter is mad at his mom because she won't let him like, I don't know. He wanted to do something like help clean. Mm. And like in the picture, he was like, I don't know, ruining things. He was not cleaning. And then Little Critter was mad at his dad because he wouldn't let him juggle. And he's like juggling eggs. Like these things that were like, oh, he's so PO'd. Yeah. And then at the end, the Little Critter, like his friends came over and they're like, you want to go outside? And he asked his mom if he could go outside. And she said, yes. And then that was the end.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Go outside, you'll be happy.
Message am I learning from that?
But are the new age children's books, are how are they different? Like, what are they?
Oh,
what
my
are your,
God.
What's your favorite new age?
My favorite one right now is So Pretty. Nobody got me that, Matt.
Well, okay. Just wait. Just wait.
Nobody got Henry the Republic. It would be nice if someone did. The one that is my favorite to read to him is, it's like Dim Sum for Everyone, I think is the name of it. And
cute.
It is so beautifully illustrated. On the first page, it's all the things you can get at Dim Sum. And on the last page, it's all the things that were eaten. So it's like the empty box.
That's so cute.
It's so cute. And it's all about this
family and it's following.
That's so cute.
I think it's following the little boy and his little sister. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about how fun dim sum is. Mm-hmm. And like, it's basically like he learns to share.
Yeah.
And he learns like we all wait our turn. Like it's, you know, respectful. Mm-hmm. This is how we like do things as a family. And then at the end, it's like he taught his little sister how to share. It was cute. Really cute. Aww. But it's really pretty. And then the other one that I like, BJ Novak's book, The Book with No Pictures.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is really cute.
Interesting. What is it?
Yeah. On? So it's basically like each page, it has really big words on it. And it's like, you know, if you're reading a book, the person who's reading the book has to say everything that the book says word for word. Like that's how books work. And then basically the book makes you say all these silly things like garble, garbler, and mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. And it has like a lot of colors towards the end.
Mm-hmm. That's,
I would say those are probably my two favorites right now.
The textbook of life. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what the number one best-selling children's book is.
Good Night Moon.
Oh, probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you remember any books from your childhood? Because I'm thinking like Olivia the Pig. I really liked her. She was a fun. She was a romp.
I mean, I remember like Good Night Moon. I remember The Caterpillar. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I liked The Caterpillar.
Very Hungry Caterpillar. That one's cute. Mm-hmm,
The Very Hungry Caterpillar. I remember there was a fish scale one.
Too. Over the Rainbow Fish.
Over the Rainbow Fish.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's cute.
There's this really beautiful one about a mama Easter bunny. It's a Easter bunnies and they're... Anyway, I don't have to summarize the children's book, but it's really cute.
Yeah.
List of best-selling individual books.
What is it?
I guess it is. It's A Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, wow.
Followed by The Little Prince, followed by Harry Potter.
Le Petit Prince.
Oh.
Le Petit Prince.
That's crazy.
Oh, should I do Time Magazine?
Yeah.
100 best children's books of all time. Oh, they started strong. Where the Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things Are. That's a good one,
Where the Wild Things Are. You know, you think it is. That's another one I have issue with.
Oh. Uh-oh.
When you actually read it as an adult.
Yeah. I don't know what it's about, actually.
It's literally about him being like, I hate my mom. Or a lot of the books are like, I hate my mom. And I don't know why that's like a theme. But
maybe
he,
it's
like,
teaching them how to deal with their feelings.
their anger.
Yeah, their anger towards mom.
I mean, that's nice. No, so it's about him. And he's basically like, the mom's like, you are too wild. And he's like, I'm wild. And then he just like... leaves his house or something and goes to where the wild things are. Mm. And he's like king of the wild things. And the wild things are like, rah, 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 you're our king. And then he gets sad and lonely and misses his mom and wants to go home.
Oh.
And then he has to snarl at the wild things and then he goes back. Mm. That's where the wild things are.
I think I just remember the illustrations. And
it is beautiful.
I feel like it just means like distance makes the heart grow fonder.
True. Yeah. Maybe on the next pod, I'll bring one of his books in and we can read it. And then we can decide like what it means.
Yeah.
So what else has been making you feel dumb lately? Have you seen any good dumb TikToks? I saw one the other day that made me feel really dumb. And I was like, why am I watching this?
You tell me yours and I'll tell you mine.
So I forgot who it was. It was some girl. And she has this huge vat. And I mean vat of Aquaphor.
I've seen hers.
Like this big of Aquaphor. Like, I don't know, gallon.
Yeah.
Like a gallon size. And I was like, how do you have that much Aquaphor? And she's just doing that really like slick back ponytail or bun look.
With the Aquaphor.
And she uses the Aquaphor and she's just taking goops of it. And it's just her like putting it on her head. And I was like, why am I watching this? And also, why did she film this?
For you to watch it.
And then also I'm thinking like, what a mess to clean up. Like, how are you going to get that out of your hair?
Yeah. You
that cannot be
need...
that good, like for your cuticles and all that stuff. Just like lock it all in.
No, that's definitely got to be messy.
So that was the latest dumb one that I saw that I was like, I can't.
My dumb one is, it's one that Keith actually showed me. And then, you know, when someone shows you something and then shows up on your phone and you're like, oh, the phone is listening. But it's not dumb. I thought it was dumb at first, and now she really makes me laugh. It's the girl that goes like, isn't it crazy that
oh my God.
that like people landed on the moon? And she's like, this isn't the moon. I printed it out.
Yeah, that's just the craziest thing about being creative is, this is not my real hand. I printed it out.
It's always like, this is not my real hand. I printed it out. This is not my real lip. I printed it out.
She had one, and it was her eyeliner. I was like, oh my God.
She really tickles me.
Yeah.
She tickles me.
I mean, it is pretty dumb.
I know, but it's like good dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's dumb with like a negative connotation, then there's good dumb. Like, sometimes I watch negative connotation dumb, which is like family vloggers on TikTok is what I've started like being like, why the fuck am I watching this? Yeah. Like I am part of the problem now because I'm the one watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then I'll be like 2 minutes into their TikTok and I'm like, how did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I watching their day?
I know. Why? It is sort of interesting. I'm like, what they must have, they have some formula for making a TikTok that is
100%
addicting. Because I'm like, I don't care about this.
No.
And I can't stop.
I was literally like following this one mommy vlogger and I'm like, I don't love mommy vloggers. Like, why am I? Yeah. And every day I would literally like wake up and I'd like go to my TikTok and I'd be like, where is she?
And
I'm like, oh, that was crazy. I had never heard of that person before.
No.
That, do you know what happened? It was like a YouTuber who was like abusing her kids.
Oh.
And then she like got arrested.
Yeah, I heard about this. I don't think I knew her before.
I had never heard of this YouTuber before.
Yeah.
No.
Ugh.
That's cray cray.
But you also saw something, some pumpkin, making pumpkin wine on TikTok?
Oh my God. So people were making another dumb one on TikTok that I was like, this is going to get someone killed, right?
No.
Is they're making alcohol in pumpkins?
Why is that going to kill you?
Because botulism.
What is that word?
How do you get botulism?
Botulism is like, or like when you're distilling.
Well, I know where it goes, up here.
Like when you're distilling alcohol or you're fermenting things.
Okay.
It can get contaminated and the it's a type of bacteria and it can kill you, right? No. So she has this one girl, I forgot her name, and this is the only person I saw doing this. She was had pumpkins and she had taken the insides out of the pumpkin. And instead of, you know, making a jack-o'-lantern out of it, like most videos, she was putting like all the sugar and stuff inside of the pumpkin.
Like ferment?
Yeah. And then she was putting the top back on and then dipping it into wax and then letting it sit for like months and then going back later. And it's supposedly supposed to be like alcohol.
Oh. Is that how you make moonshine? Definitely not in pumpkins.
No. It seems...
And she
good.
Drank it on camera. So she's alive.
At least she.
She said she drank it on camera.
I mean, the magic of the movies, you know?
You never know.
The magic of filmmaking.
But I was like, this is dumb. This is not good. And also, why do you need to make things in a pumpkin like that? What are you going to make in a pumpkin, Becky? It's fall.
The idea of you being like raging against people that make things in pumpkins that aren't jack-o'-lanterns and like that being the hill that you'll die on. You're like, I will take whatever. I don't care what dumb TikTok you send me. I don't care what dumb media I'm consuming. But you try to put something in a pumpkin, you are fucking
dumb. Also, she was like waxing the pumpkin. And I'm like, this is a lot of work. You know?
Have you ever had pumpkin wine?
No.
I haven't either.
I've had pumpkin beer.
Sounds good. Oh, yeah,
pumpkin
yeah.
Beer's a thing.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like pumpkin
but
beer.
But is there actually pumpkin in pumpkin beer?
Probably like.
That's like pumpkin spice latte has
puree.
Zero pumpkin in it.
It's just the spices?
Yeah. Like at Starbucks, when you get pumpkin spice latte, whatever, there's zero pumpkin in it. It's only the spices you associate with pumpkin.
I actually did not know that at all.
Yeah.
But there must be pumpkin syrup. Right?
But what is pumpkin syrup? Pumpkin essence, maybe?
You're right. You're right.
The spice is associated with pumpkin and sugar. It's like when you're making the pumpkin pie, it's all the other things
that go
in it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All the things that are on top of it, like pumpkin pie. Yeah, pumpkin pie.
I got to focus on that the next time I drink a PSL.
Yeah.
PSL season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you PSLers?
I'll have like one a year.
Yeah, I'll have one. That's like it. And it's like, oh, this is so good. And then it's like, it's really sweet.
Yeah.
So I don't need another one.
Well, I really want them to do, now that you've like pulled the curtain back and told me it's just spices, I don't like milk in my coffee. Or like anything that's creamy. So like no milk alternatives. People are always like, try oat milk. And I'm like, I don't like milk. Any milk. Anything impersonating as a milk is not for me.
Yeah.
But if it's just spice, why can't they put that in my black coffee?
They could just do a pump. It's like the same. It's like a syrup.
But is it sugar?
Yeah, there's sugar.
You don't like sugar in my coffee.
Maybe
either.
They have sugar free.
But then it's going to have aspartame. I don't like that flavor.
It's
you know,
be
like a Diet
sweet.
Coke gives you that little extra.
Yeah. You're black
it.
Coffee? I also like drink coffee. Straight black coffee.
Yeah.
You don't, though.
Black coffee.
We're all black coffee?
Black coffee girlies. Like,
I prefer black coffee, yeah.
Yeah.
Really unusual to have three black coffee people
I actually want to say Maggie just drinks hers black typically as well. She might do a latte here and there.
Yeah.
But I think her preference is...
I love black coffee. Black I feel coffee. Like a latte just sort of doesn't quite give you the zhuzh. Of a black.
Zhuzh your mind.
Zhuzh. Yeah. Well, I like coffee ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
And people are always like, well, then maybe you would like milk in your coffee.
Well, I feel like that's a dessert and not coffee.
Yeah.
That's like irrelevant to me.
Oh, what about a little, we're going Italian here, man. A little affogato.
Oh, affogato.
A little affogato.
Mm, delicious.
I made those before.
But that's also people. Like, I wouldn't call that like a coffee either. You know, it's like a treat, you know? Coffee is a little bit more like utilitarian.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt, on your pre-pro, you said Halloween stuff is coming. Barf.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, so I've been served a lot of Halloween core.
Yeah.
Decorations and stuff.
From the candy corn lover himself.
I mean, I do. Candy corn is one of my favorite candies. It's so good. Don't you love it?
I actually do.
See? Rainey loves it.
But I wouldn't say that. She's fanatical. I wouldn't.
Rainey is a candy
that.
Corn fanatic. Look at her.
She's going to bleep this. She's going to cut her response.
Her candy. She's a candy corn fanatic. You should put that as your tagline.
Candy corn. On my Instagram bio. That's not bad, actually. All engagement is good engagement. And I'm going to get some DMs.
Exactly.
Dad. You don't love Halloween?
Too many decorations. Too much. All the scary stuff. Like, I was in Home Depot the other day, and they had, like, the whole front of the store is just all these weird, scary animatronic things.
I know, it's so fun.
It looks so cheap and corny and bad. What do you mean it's so fun?
It's so fun. You go through every year, Keith and I go, and we pick out, our theme is skeletons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this year so, or always?
Always.
Skeletor.
Because I would buy different Halloween decorations, and Keith would be like, well, you're buying things that are, like, we're, like, tossing, or, like, you're not reusing, so, like, what can we do as a theme so you can get... one or
skeleton
two
crew.
Really nice, nice Halloween things, and they are you can just build your collection as the years go on.
Yeah.
So we agreed on skeletons.
Very fun.
And I love them.
So how many skeletons do you have?
Like at least 10 now. We have little skeletons that like hang on the door. We have bones that we throw in the yard with little gravestones. We have one skeleton that sits on the front stoop and we make him dance.
Do they talk?
No, they don't talk. We're not that bougie on it. None of them move. None of them are inflated or moved. They go into a box later on. They don't light up. There's one that's glow in the dark.
Mm.
We have that.
Do you also collect like Santas?
We don't collect Santas, but I would say we have a few Santas that
How
we've
many
been
is a
given.
Few, Becky?
Well, here's the thing.
Is there 10?
My grandma, Carol, loves
a
holiday.
A very Christmas name, Carol.
Of course. So she loves it. So I get all of her stuff. So we have lots of like old sort of looking like 90s, early aughts.
Vintage
Christmas. We don't buy a ton of Christmas because I know
so
I just
how many Santas
wait
do you
till
have?
The next year. So we have a couple.
Okay.
Well, so Keith's like, grandma sent us a so Santa
like,
once.
It sounds like she's got like 15 Santas.
Wait, no,
up in
we
there.
Have like three or four Santas, but mostly my grandma likes snowmen.
Oh, so
we
you
have snowmen.
That's
you
your
have 25
theme.
Frosties.
Yeah, we have a lot of Frosties. We have one Frosty that wiggles.
So I wonder if I'm like sensing a theme for each holiday.
Interesting.
You have a fixated item that you're collecting.
Yeah.
So for Halloween, you have all these Skeletors.
Yes.
And
did you not hear
Christmas,
the reasoning
is
so that we
Frosties.
Can continue? So we can continue the tradition for years to come.
The collection.
The collection.
Wow.
Skeletons kind of scare me a little. I think they might be the scariest Halloween decoration. A human remain?
No.
Like
I just love the way you said that.
A human remain.
It is like it is darker than most of, like, because all the other Halloween stuff is like things that aren't necessarily real.
Ghouls,
like,
goblins.
Ghouls, goblins.
Yeah.
Monsters.
Witches.
Yeah. Well,
they could be real.
They could be real. But I don't think people are putting like Wiccans in their front yard. They're putting like stereotypes. They're putting like the Sanderson sisters in their front yard. I did try to convince Keith that we should do both holidays as Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
So then
you can just leave it up.
Leave it up the whole time.
Half the year, you're going to be ready.
That's really pretty good.
Yeah.
You never have to put them away.
That's what I think.
Christmas in July. Scary
exactly.
Christmas in July.
Scary Christmas. Like scary Christmas in July. I love it. I love it.
I have no Santas. I have no skeletons. Oh.
You don't decorate at all?
I do more like holidays. I do more like plant stuff for decorations. You know, like ivy, like boughs of ivy and stuff like that. And like bows, some bows.
You
and
are
stuff.
Very classy.
Yeah. I don't really have a lot of like little tchotchke things.
You do a pretty tree.
You get a real tree.
Get a real tree.
That's beautiful.
You got to have a nice tree.
I love it. I love smelling your tree.
Yeah. But I don't even have that many ornaments for the tree, you know? Mm-mm. Just like.
Very classy.
More. Want to see more green.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
More green. So that is your sort less of plastic. Theme. Because I don't go to Home Goods, but I will say Kaylin went this year and she showed us the photos of like where she put all of her little Home Goods. Like, and I was like, this is so fun. I'm inspired. I need to be doing that because it really marks. It's like, oh, this is just a cute new thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
I also think in California, we don't have seasons.
Yeah.
Like, how do you mark the different seasons if
you
not
you
by
just keep it up year round?
Some lovely decor.
Keep it up year round.
I mean, I would love that. I really like going to the really fancy neighborhoods for Halloween and Christmas and looking at their houses.
The light shows. I do like a good light shows. Show. Yeah.
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 But
a spectacle.
How would you feel if your neighbor was doing the light show? Like, I feel like that might get on my nerves every once in a while.
I would be concerned because my neighbors right now don't do anything.
That's true.
So you'd be like, what? Are you guys okay?
They suddenly had like a big dancing.
Yes. Yeah.
Display. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I'd be concerned, one, that it would catch fire.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the statistics are on that. I think they're darker in my mind.
Most of them are LED right now.
No, I think they plug into things.
I know, but they're all LED light. Like the chance of LED lights causing fire is like really, really small. Really, really small. They're like the old incandescent lights that could like really, you know what I mean?
So the new light bulbs don't catch on fire?
No.
Okay, then they probably are that.
Yeah. And they're a lot cheaper to make and they take a little less electricity and stuff.
Oh, that's nice. Oh. That is nice. LED lights. Okay, so they're not going to light on fire.
Yeah.
But the constant lights. Would we be okay with constant lights?
Light pollution's a thing, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
That's true.
You won't be able to see your stars.
Although you do get a festive boost every time you come home.
You get a festive little serotonin boost.
I guess it depends on how long your neighbor keeps it up.
Yeah. What do we think is the appropriate amount of time to keep up your holiday decorations?
I mean, if you're talking about like the winter wonderland decorations.
Yeah.
Right after the new year, they got to come down.
Okay, wow. I agree
you can't
that.
Leave it up till you know, St. Patty's Day. Come on.
So in Denver, they have a stock show after Christmas and they literally are like, don't take down your lights until after the stock show ends because that's the
what
only thing to do.
What's
a stock show?
It's like where you bring your cattle, you bring your horses, you sell them. There's some horse riding shows. It's a very fun, actually. I love the stock show. But because like, especially in old time Denver, like people would travel from far and wide. But we don't have anything else to do, especially like 50 years ago. So they're like, we'll just leave your Christmas lights up.
That's cute. My mom kind of does the same thing. She'll leave her Christmas decorations up until we come and visit, usually.
Oh, so you can see them. I feel like Kim would be a big Christmas lighter.
She loves. Mm. So we had this one year. It was drama. So Kim said she always had real Christmas trees until her and my dad got married. And then my dad was like, you can have a fake Christmas tree.
Mm.
And so then I always had a fake Christmas tree. But one year for Christmas.
Upgrade.
I was surprised with a real tree.
Wow. Douglas fir.
It was beautiful. I loved it.
Wow.
It was very messy. Yeah. I would never have one in my house.
Yeah.
I can't do it. They the cats would literally like, I think it would probably kill them by accident. So I definitely
they do
not
like
have
shed
it for
and
that.
Stuff. And you have to like water it.
But I thought it smelled really nice. My mom has lots of ornaments. And then what she started doing is instead of putting up a bunch of new ornaments, she gets a postcard from all the places she's been and
that's
she puts
cute.
Them in her little tree.
Mm-hmm.
But one year she literally had like so a tabletop tree. And I was like, Mom, the tree was like this big.
You're like, Mom, the tree has to be taller than you.
And I was like, what's happening here? Yeah. I was like, what is this tree? This is frightening. This is an apartment tree in a house. Mm-hmm. And they're very minimalist with decorations, just like in life. And I'm like, you got to put something else here.
Oh, wow. But she's minimalist with decorations, but big into the Christmas decor.
Yes, in her little spots. She has like spots of it.
Aww.
But when we were little, obviously, it was much more
but what
decorated.
About, like, do you like the Santa's Village things?
I actually do. My grandma has the villages.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to have them all in one room. And it was really, really pretty. And then when they moved into a like townhouse, she put them all up in her kitchen, like on top of the things. I love it. That stuff, though, I looked into it. You got to have some money. You gotta have some money to put those nice ones in your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a collection.
They are like 60 to like $100 or more dollars for these, like for the postman's office.
Oh, wow.
It is like a bougie thing to do.
It's like Precious Moments, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. It's cray cray.
But yeah. They're well crafted.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know where they're made or what they are, but the ones my grandma had were always really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a good little treat, though, because it's year after year.
Right.
And it brings, you know.
Another thing you can build on.
Because mm-hmm.
you don't need to buy like 7 houses.
Yeah.
If you're just doing the houses, you could buy your one nice house, and that's like your Christmas decorations for the year.
Yeah.
But that's where you're going to start doing now.
100%. 100%. Actually, when we first moved into our house, my parents for a housewarming present or an early Christmas present, I forget which one it was, gave us money to buy Christmas decorations.
Mm.
Really cute.
Yeah.
Because they were like, great present.
Yeah. For a housewarming, they were like, you know, because they knew we weren't going to spend money.
Yeah.
We're furnishing a house. Yeah. We're not spending money on like, you know, skeletons or Santas. And it was really cute.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What decoration would you never have?
Would I never have a decoration for? I feel like I've never decorated for 4th of July.
I think I have more pride flags than I do American.
I was about to say, we're rainbow people. we're rainbow supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening to our great Google episode of 2023. We learned a lot of valuable lessons, like the person who probably invented glasses was
Salvino da Marte.
Yeah. Wow. And we need like a little like, ding every time Matt says something in another language. Ding. Tell us about pasteurized eggs. Tell us about if you're Italian. Tell us about what was the other one we were thinking about?
Oh, what if Becky had any inventions?
Oh, if I had any inventions that I forgot about.
And the best holiday to decorate for.
Best holiday to decorate for.
Because they're coming up.
What you're decorating
coming up quick.
For.
The holidays are coming up quick.
Yeah. But until next time. Oh, and your favorite children's book. Mm-hmm. Or the children's book that had the craziest ending that you think. Anywho, make sure you like and subscribe. Make sure you're washing your hands, being nice to people, being nice to yourself, peeing after sex, getting vaccinated and boosted. It's flu season's coming up. So we got
to register to vote.
Register to vote. Don't forget to register to vote. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Ramble.